Once this power of authenticity became apparent to the power guys, probably with that first Warner Brothers contract when he was only 17, at least that's what I heard from a documentary that I listened to. Only a child then, a child that I'm certain they were completely confident they could eat alive with but a few applications of their EMF treatment. The wave weapon stolen from Nikola Tesla, spread the word, keep reminding, keep letting folk know. All of whose inventions were intended for the same purposes that Prince had, the same purposes Prince made his, peace and love. Once this power of authenticity came to the attention of the power guys, the global statesmen, I believe they got busy punishing or correcting, quote unquote, his so-called inappropriate behavior. What they wanted was for him to place his gifts, his astonishing abilities, at their disposal to produce for them. And they fully intended to continue the treatment until they made him bend. He never did, he never will. This he communicated as well, clearly in his songs from that point on. Now later, the state would embrace open sexuality and improving the position of beat-down boxes, reducing social inequality, such that this rhetoric is now featured prominently in the power-fed media. Power learned from him, in essence, how to contain him. Would he be considered a threat by power if he entered the world of class today, or been born on that Woodstock stage, as he put it? Without Alice, it might be difficult to get that while class exists, Prince, for power, poses a complete and total threat.